It was the lightest touch. I couldn't even touch it. I was all scared.
We're starting this podcast. Welcome along, by the way. It is PJ and Jim's After Show show. Welcome along. And we're starting this podcast in trepidation on two fronts, right? We've got a technological trepidation, don't we?
That's always the way it is. This pod, like, with this place is, it's very, like, we got the best of gear, digital stuff on the screens and all, right? But then when it comes to filming things, let's face it, we're not a fucking TV company, right? So there's a, we're trying to sellotape iPhones to walls here. I beg your pardon. Jim was trying to sellotape iPhones to walls. We've got this sort of tripod now resting on a chair.
And it's not even on a chair. It's the legs are either side of the chair. It's kind of rammed into the leathery bit of a chair.
Yeah.
And we're hoping it stays
one leg hanging off it at the front. And so when I was pressing play, I was terrified I was going to press play and everything was going to fall to the ground.
And it's a slightly lower angle, so you might get to see up PJ's nose at any point during the course of this podcast as well.
There you go, everybody wants to see up there. The amount of hair coming out of my nose. Jesus Christ. I'm the oldest I've ever felt this week. The oldest I've ever felt.
Oh, my
Everything's
God, really?
Wrong. I started this week with mouth ulcers, right? I don't know how you even get a mouth ulcer. I don't even know how, right?
Right.
And then I've looked in the mirror this morning. I've got a cold sore. I was like, for the love of
You're
Jesus.
You're falling apart.
I'm falling apart. I get leprosy. I think I'm a leper. Actually a leper.
Do you think you
have... Yeah, and then all my teeth are very sore. Oh, my teeth. I have to go to the dentist at 12 o'clock today. And then I'm afraid he won't see me because I have...
Maybe you have a deficiency.
I've got herpes on my face.
Maybe you have a deficiency.
I think I have... Oh, I definitely have a deficiency. And now, just before we start, I got pain there. Right in my ribs. I was like, you ever get pinch rib? Do you ever get that pinchy rib feel? Do you ever get that...
Do you know what Chelsea could be? Hypochondriac.
No. I tell you, I have... Pinch rib, and my knee is sore from running last week. And my heels have been at me for 2 months, four years now, I think.
Is there any bit of your works?
My arse is all right, which is good. So I'd like to be...
Jesus.
That's all I always think.
Well, it's certainly... The reason that works because it gets enough fucking use.
It does, yeah. No, it's proper to use, like, you know what I mean? The day you lose control of your own hole, that's a bad day now. That's a bad day.
You know, you remind me of a mate of mine but he has the excuse of being fucking really old.
I am really old. What are you talking about?
He says literally, he gets up in the morning, right?
Yeah.
He sits in his bed and he attempts to stand up and he waits to see what works.
I mean, it's brutal.
He waits to see what bit is paining him, or is there anything that's working or not working. So it's like it's every day he wakes up to a new experience.
A new experience. Then maybe the hands don't work today, or the feet do. And maybe the next day, you know, the head will work, but the ears won't, or something like that. Yeah. Age isn't a terrible thing. But I don't know
it is a fucking terrible thing. I tell you.
Well, it's like I've got something from the head up. From the neck up, I've got very terrible problems from the neck up.
Well, I don't know. You're complaining about your knee, your side.
Oh, but they're old problems. This is a whole new thing. You know what I mean? The knee and the side, that was new. This pain
considering you said it only happened before we started
just
the podcast.
Just now, I'm in there going...
How fucking new do you want
it? I was laughing at you for doing all the work on your own, and then I got a pain. I got a pain. I was
That's
there,
karma, that is.
Yeah, I was there, look at Jim has to do all that. Oh, Jesus.
Do you know what that is? That's the voodoo doll I have of you under the desk that I keep jabbing every so often.
Sticking his hair clips in it. You know the thing? Is it the voodoo doll?
I think the one thing I don't have a lot of is hair clips.
Well, for the plats of that.
Oh, man.
Would you ever do that?
But the age thing, you're right about the age thing. And I tell you something, you think it's bad now.
Yeah.
Wait till you hit 50.
Does it really? Is it dramatic? Because I remember things people saying to me about 40, and there is a dramatic change.
Yeah.
Like the day you're 40, of course, it's the exact same as being 29.
Well, as I said to you, the day you're 40 is the day you feel a draft. Officially, you're an old person when
you
feel a draft.
Thing,
you feel a draft. You're gone. You're old.
You get a chill and all. Get a chill. And my arms are cold, but the rest of me is grand. What's that about?
Yeah.
Why are my arms cold?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I get that? Just chill.
No, are you cold? No, I'm grand. It's just me hands. Just me hands.
Yeah, just me hands.
Do be at me. My extremities. You know, my extremities.
Me thighs. Because I've got a wind on my thighs. Do you ever get that?
What'd you get? The cold?
On the thighs.
I get that. Cold thighs.
Yeah. And you're like, what's that going on?
You know what that is? That's where you're wearing those jeans.
Someone
wore a proper pair of trousers.
And someone comes in, it looks like you're doing Mr. Motivator in front of the telly.
Yeah.
Like you're doing your up and down, rubbing yourself. And everyone's like, no, I'm not rubbing. You know what I mean? To make it sound much worse.
It's like I always get abuse in here because I'll do that thing. I'll
you're
my hands
always rubbing your hands.
My hands are always cold.
He's like Scrooge McDuck. It's like, oh, I love a lottery ticket. No, that's really like, but it's because you're cold.
It is.
Yeah.
But the thing about the 50 is the one that fucking blew me away.
Oh, God.
Is the peepers.
Oh, you told. I'm dreading this.
Because I went for an eye test. Was last year, was it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it was. Because it was actually right at the start, before the heavy, heavy
before
pandemic shit hit.
We fell into this bullshit,
And I went for it. And And your woman actually said to me, she said, like when she asked me, she said, God, she said, you did well. You got away with it for a good long while.
Oh my God. I'm terrified. Said, that's awful that she said
which
that.
Which kind of threw me, because I was thinking to myself, well, not everybody ends up fucking, do they? But apparently the old idea of a you know, reading glass or whatever they call it, basically your fucking eyesight, you know, you start to end, your arms stop being long enough.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, what's that?
Oh, jeez.
And I tell you, and the best part is when you go through that phase of denial, right?
Of course.
Which you go through. So you have you pick up a bottle or a can or something that, you know, you normally would have read, and you're looking at ingredients or you're looking at whatever.
Of course.
And you start doing this thing now where it's going, and you're pulling it away, and then you're going, just shine off this.
Oh,
shine the light here.
Yeah.
And you're leaning at every angle. The light in here is terrible, isn't it?
So, yeah, the light in here. What bowl are we after putting into that thing? It's all yellow and all. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
It's a nightmare.
I'm terrified of this because, you know why? Because I've always prided myself on my eyes.
Yeah.
My eyes are the only perfect thing.
I always thought I had brilliant eyesight. Now, fairness, they tell you.
My eyes are very sexy.
Your eyesight's great.
I have very sexy eyes.
Have you?
Oh, women look at my eyes and they start melting. They fall over and all. They fall over now. If I was just wearing a balaclava, I'd be the best looking man in Ireland. It's all the rest of the face lets them down.
Wow, is that it?
Yeah. Honestly, if I had a balaclava, I'd be the sexiest terrorist in the world if I had. I'd be there like that, honestly. Honestly, if someone would say, if I was a bank robber, right?
Yeah.
And there was a woman there where she was working in the bank, right? And they says, can you describe him? She say, the eyes, I swear to God, I fell in love with him. I wanted to give him the money, I'd say. I wanted to give him the... It's the thing is, they see the rest of my face and the
is
whole thing goes
to shit. Is that why
you
became a motorcyclist? So you could wear a helmet with only a visor that would show your eyes?
Very sexy eyes, yeah. I love looking at men's cars and I'm going, hello there. I bet you wish you had eyes like mine, don't you?
When did you discover this?
You might have 100,000 euros. Oh, I've always known about my eyes.
Was it when you walked in wearing your helmet and women slid off their chair?
Oh, I was watching women and all. I've been complimenting my eyes all my life.
Wow.
And I have 20/20 perfect vision.
Right.
Everything else about me is fucked. My face is weird. My ears are uneven. My tongue is tied at the front.
So all
I can barely
effort.
Talk. So- I talk through my nose. You know what I mean? My knee is fucked. My heels are wrecked. I've had pain inside now.
Your funny water works.
I've funny water. My teeth are sore. I've got mouth ulcers and I've Rice Krispies growing on my lips. I'm awful. But my eyes are perfect. And now you're telling me they're going to go, I'm terrified.
You're saying that basically God put so much effort into giving you a perfect set of eyes.
Perfect set of
that peepers. He said, oh, jeez, I'm bollocks now. I should put the rest of them together yourselves.
That's enough. He's
whatever,
there going,
leave it. Whatever, just throw the rest of them together. It'd be grand.
So put her, he'd be grand. I'm telling you, you line anyone up in your world, just take out an eye, right? If you took out my eyes and you put them on the shelf with Brad Pitt's eyes, Justin Trouser Snake's eyes, I don't know anyone. Pick anyone in the world. My eyes
You'd
are winning the competition.
That's incredible.
I've very sexy eyes.
Right.
I've looked at myself in my own eyes and thought, you're a very beautiful man, I've thought. And then I've looked the rest of my face and thought, you're fucked.
Oh, jeez, I'll tell you, we're going to have to use that on the show now. We're going to have to do an eye thing.
Me peepers. I'm peepers. Terrified, but you're telling me
they're
going to go.
Don't get me wrong. Now, they'll still look good to everybody else from the outside.
Know,
it's just from you looking from the inside. They're shite.
I know, but it's the package. It's the package. It's being able to say, I have the perfect peepers.
You know, well, you never know.
The only thing, everything else about me is mediocre at the very best.
You may end up being the sexiest glasses wearer in the world. And anyway, now you can get all that laser carry on. That's what I'm going to do. As soon as I can find out and afford
it's all fake,
how
then.
To get that laser shit where they just come along and they sandblast or whatever they do to your eyes and they get rid of the stuff that stops you being able to read the labels of tins of beans and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Then I'm going for it.
Are you? Would you do it? You see, for me,
because I look
fake.
Shit in glasses. It's like hats. I look shit in hats.
But that, I look terrible in hats as well. It's because both of us have very round heads. Both of us have very
round
heads.
Mine is a little on the large side as well.
Really? I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah,
now.
No, I, because you know the way they do hat measurements.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what they measure them in, but you know.
Isn't that like your waist?
Well, probably, yeah. And then, but generally speaking, the kind of, you know, you do a small, medium, large.
Oh, yeah,
whatever,
with the hats,
if you're, you know. Unless you're fucking, I don't know, if you're so into your hats that you can turn around and say, yes, I'm a 7 3/8 or something.
I think I used to be able to do it because of the helmet sizes, but I can't remember now. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think my head's
so
a bit
large.
So
if you have a very wide head, have you got a head like a waist? Like, have you got a head like, could you put a belt on? Could you be able to put a belt on? Would you be able to
Could you go into
Louis Copeland's and buy a belt as a headband and have the tail hanging down the back?
That would be amazing. If you went in to buy a hat and it was like, yeah, it's a bit loose. I'll be grand with a belt though.
Imagine you could put, wouldn't that be amazing? You lose your hat. Imagine Jim lost his hat and he just comes in with a pair of trousers, a pair of child's trousers on his head. I wore it as a floppy hat. The zip and the button all fastened. Yeah. There you go, yeah.
It's like those lads who wear, you know, the way the snoods, and they wear them on their head. So it's like it's like they're wearing a chimney that just flopped over.
Yeah, you're there with a pair of jeans. Flopped over down the back. Jim, what are you doing? Couldn't find my hat anywhere. It's freezing out.
I don't have a proper head for hats. I don't know what it is. Even when
I don't have a proper head for hats, but I look great in two pairs of jeans.
even you know the most basic, like everybody wears baseball caps.
Yeah.
Not everybody can wear a baseball cap. Oh, you can't. You get lads wear a baseball cap and it's perfectly, just everything is kind of, you know, and it's not even, there's not a crease in it and it's all, I wear it and it's all weird. It's all stretched out and it's just awful.
Yeah, I wear a baseball hat and it does look like you put it on a football. Like, it does look like a football wearing a hat. It does. And the only thing, I think what I can get away with, actually, I think you can definitely get away. I've seen you with one as well. The paddy cap. As you get, I think, but age.
Right.
You come into age with that. Like, you know the way there's an age you have to stop wearing baseball.
Yeah,
hats.
No, but you wear a paddy cap and you wear it well because it looks, it's the cap. It holds its cap shape. But I put a paddy cap on and I end up wearing a paddy cap with a dome in it.
A paddy dome?
Yeah. It's, I don't know, I'm not convinced.
I see you wear those hats. I think you wore, like, you went horse racing on your hat.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a picture of you and thinking it really suited you.
Yeah.
You know
whereas
what I mean?
The lads who were with me when that was bought described me as, well, I can't, yeah. You have to be very politically correct about how this, what descriptions you use of your, nowadays. But
I thought you looked
less
well.
Than complimentary.
Oh, I thought you looked very well. Now, at the same time, you could have turned.
Let's just say they were implying that I could get a free trip to Disneyland. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, really? We're getting all that?
I was getting all of that.
Ah, that's very unfair. I would have thought you were, if anything, I would have said that you're, maybe I'd say, hey, Jim, and you go, I'm not Jim. But if you want to meet me around that back, I got some great goods. You know, it was a bit like San Francisco sort of.
Yeah.
You know, San Francisco's private detective, maybe.
What sort of watch you're looking for?
Yeah, you know that. You look like, you know those private detective films. You look like that. And, you know, he goes, I'm going to go to the races and see if I can find Quick Draw McRaggot and see what he's up to. And then you, like, walk around with the collars of the thing up and the hat. And you're like, I saw Quick Draw McRaggot put 7,000 big ones on the flying mosquito. And, you know, so it kind of like.
I'd have loved.
Yeah, the private eye look.
I'd have loved to have been able to wear a trilby.
Oh, I'd love,
And go around looking like feckin' the name's Sam Smart. I'm a PI.
You see, wouldn't you love that? Wouldn't you love to be able to wear a hat you want?
I walked into the joint. That's enough of that.
We often talk about that, though, like the way we have to be careful, right? We talk about this on this very podcast. Like, I told you about wanting to buy that Mac. I saw the lads wearing their Macs and they looked fucking amazing. They were like, the cut of them and the shape and the body, and they wore them and they had sort of shorts. And even some of them, one of the lads, he looked amazing. He just had a plain T-shirt, a V-neck jumper and this deadly sort of like, real mod kind of looking up. And then I went in to put on, and the woman in the shop started laughing. And I says, look, I look like a fella who should be cleaning up in the hospital, don't I? And she said, yeah, you do. I don't know why, but you do.
And she's trying to sell it to you.
Yeah, but she was laughing. Yeah. Oh, she wouldn't sell it.
I know, my conscience wouldn't let you.
Yeah, my conscience wouldn't let you walk out. There'd be people out on the road asking if you'd picked up the cups in the restaurant outside and everything. You know, I look terrible. We have to be conscious, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas the likes of, what we're always taught, remember I met your man in his Aladdin pants, Robert Sheehan.
Yeah.
He can wear anything.
Yeah.
Like, he can wear anything. He can put on a trilby hat and a tracksuit and wear socks on his hands and go to a restaurant and no one will even talk. The people go, look.
And what they'll glance and they go, God, he's a good-looking fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
They'll say that.
And he'd be wearing Velcro shoes and a velour tracksuit and a trilby hat. And he'd look amazing.
Yeah.
Imagine any of us.
Because you know something? Do you know what was on last night, yesterday? So this is a Thursday we're recording the podcast, right? So last night, that Man City game were on. They were playing Swansea or something, right?
Yeah.
And Pep Guardiola walks out, right? Now, obviously, he's a man used to. He's a Catalonian and whatever, and he's used to the heat and whatever. So he had the woolly hat, big scarf, his jacket on and everything. And he walked out. And he, like, it wasn't sort of like, they weren't designers. It just had, and he looked fantastic.
Looks amazing. You look at him and smart.
He's good, a handsome bastard. He's a handsome man. And now, listen, I don't know who the Swansea manager is, right? And with all due respect to him, just, you know, to be fair, I mean, people in glass houses, no more than myself. It was a different look.
Oh, you can imagine.
Is all I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, some people can carry it off. You know, no matter what it is, they'll carry it off.
Definitely. And other people, and there's not, and some people, They're good looking people.
Yeah.
But they have to be careful what they wear. That's why Mick McCarthy always wore a tracksuit, because his face was sort of like 3 foot long. So he knew if he, you know, if he knew if he did that, people would be laughing. Very good looking man, Mick McCarthy. Very tall, lot of presence about him. Great personality and all. But always wore a tracksuit, because you knew if he came out in a suit and all, he'd be just be there going, look at your man. Look at the giraffe. The length of his toilet. His toilet's about 4 foot long, going down to his knee. Look at the stadium. You know, you just had to be a bit more careful with what he did.
Exactly.
On Jose Mourinho is another brilliant example.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You see that in the football management thing. You see the Jose's and the Peps, even the Carlo Ancelotti's, who looks like a mafia boss.
Yeah.
And they're ultra cool. And then they go to the British, you know, or this side of the world, this kind of, the, you know, Britain, Ireland, fucking whatever.
Yeah,
all
the colder countries where people are weather-beaten within an inch of their lives.
And they encounter lads who look like... Do you know what I mean? Like if Peter Beardsley went on to management and stuff.
Like,
you know,
Peter
I mean?
Beardsley looks like a talking can of beans, doesn't he? He looks like a can of beans with a mouth.
And
that's the thing. He has to be careful what he wears when he goes out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to bring. That's the thing. You and me, we have to concentrate on our attributes. How do I bring?
You have to dress the suit.
To dress your attribute. Yeah. You got to go right. Well, Jim, you look at Jim and say very good looking man. Quite, you know, with big shoulders and, you know, broad chest and so. Your presence, so Jim wears stuff, your buttons and V-necks and all, looks fantastic and all, you know what I mean? That's why you wear what you wear, you look very well, you know, all that.
Right, I'm waiting for what's coming on this, I can tell you.
Oh, no, that's
right.
I wear stuff that brings out my colours of my eyes because I've got delightful peepers, you know. Very sexy eyes.
What you
that's
should
why
wear.
I wear blues to myself. People go, look, keep looking.
Accentuate
up.
Your eyes, right.
I like wearing blue.
Do you know what you should start wearing? You should wear like almost like the equivalent of like the old style convict things with arrows that just point at your eyes.
That's a fucking brilliant idea.
You should just have so that if people look at you, they're naturally drawn to your eyes. And they go, what colour was he wearing? I don't know. I got lost in his eyes.
Do you know
momentarily.
I'm going to go back and buy that Mac that looks like it belongs in the hospital and put loads of arrows pointing up. So when they look at me, I can go, what the fuck? Oh my God, look at the eyes on him. I see what he's doing. He's trying to make us look anywhere but anywhere else. Or else maybe I'll just cut my fringe back to within. You know the way some like you get lads that wear wigs, right?
Yeah.
And they their wig looks mental, so they're always looking right in your eyes. Do you ever get there?
That's because
so they look right in your eyes because they're looking to see if you look up.
Exactly.
They're looking to see. It's don't like you fucking look up now.
It's like the equivalent.
Don't you look up, and then they might slag someone else's hair to even to test you. Do you ever get that? They'd be like, "Do you see that man over there? You see him? The ginger lad, he looks ridiculous, doesn't he?" And then they stare at your eyes, and you're going, "Yeah."
That's the male. You know that? That's the male equivalent. The lad with the wig, right?
Yeah.
Who's looking? He's holding your eyes
holding
to see your
eyes
go. That's the male equivalent of the woman in the low cut top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's staring at your eyes, making sure your eyes don't drop down.
And you're going, "Jeez, don't look at her tits. Don't look at her tits. Don't look at her tits. Don't look at her tits." And then she goes, "Don't look at whose tits?" And you're like, "Oh fuck's sake!"
I said that out loud.
Hit your man. Don't look at his wig. Don't look at his wig. Don't look at his wig.
Who's wearing the wig?
Who's wearing the wig? The red haired fella is staying. Then he walks away thinking, "Oh, God, my hair was all natural." Tell you something.
It's a good job he didn't look down at me since.
Yeah. And then he goes, "You see a man over there with the fake eyes?" Stupid.